Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is in Germany today trying to drum up financial support for his fledgling Palestinian Authority. It is not an easy task. It's been more than 3 months since the new Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took office, and since then there's been very little forward movement in the peace process. As NPR's Eric Weiner reports, it is Yasser Arafat himself who has the most to gain or lose from moving that process along.
If there's any doubt that Yasser Arafat still knows how to work a crowd, listen to this performance in Gaza earlier this week. The Palestinian leader's rhetoric slowly built to a crescendo while he punctuated his words by stabbing his finger into the air again and again. He looked and sounded less like an elder statesman than a revolutionary. We will march to Jerusalem, Arafat tells the crowd, and if they don't like it, they can drink from the Gaza Sea. Strong words, but lately the Palestinian leader has appeared anything but strong. Ever since Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took office, the peace process has been more or less frozen. Yasser Arafat's dream of governing an independent Palestinian state is at best on hold. In fact, about all Arafat has to show in the way of progress is a terse handshake with the new Israeli prime minister. For many Gazans, like Bassam Diazada, a shop owner, that wasn't enough.
The TV was there, the radio was there, the CNN was there, America Radio was there. But what we get after is nothing changed in the land.
Very little has changed in Gaza. The Israeli closure of the region, imposed 6 months ago after a series of suicide bombings by the radical Islamic group Hamas, has been eased but not lifted. Unemployment here at about 40% is still dangerously high. At 10 o'clock in the morning in the Gazan city of Rafah, the streets are lined with men who have plenty of time on their hands. One of them, Tufik Armganu, demonstrates just how broke he is by emptying his pockets. 40 Israeli shekels, or about $13, is all that spills out. He says he has an engineering degree but can't find work in Gaza or Israel, yet his support for Yasser Arafat has not wavered.
I don't blame Arafat. I blame the U.S. and Israel. Believe me, you think Arafat does not want us to work? He wants to.
Yasser Arafat does not seem to be losing his popular appeal, at least not here in Gaza. If anything, support for the Palestinian leader is stronger than ever. Most people here in Gaza have, for now at least, rallied behind Arafat. But Ziad Abu Amr, a member of the Palestinian Council, says people here are expecting a lot from Yasser Arafat.
He's expected to exercise leadership and to deliver the Palestinian people. And if he fails to do so, I think he will share part of the blame.
But what alternative do the Palestinians have? No real successor to Arafat is being groomed. It's considered bad taste to even raise the possibility. The only other viable political party is Hamas, the radical Islamic group that was behind the wave of suicide bombings earlier this year that killed more than 50 Israelis. Under pressure from Israel and the U.S., Arafat cracked down on the group, arresting hundreds of Hamas members. Mahmoud Zahar, a Hamas spokesman, was one of those arrested. He's free now. Now, but says 300 of his colleagues are still in jail.
You can't neglect what happened for these people, the tortures, the mismanagement, bad treatment. And I think there is a big gap, emotionally at least, between Hamas people and the Palestinian Authority.
Hamas does not seem to have much popular support in Gaza these days, nor does it pose any real challenge to Arafat's leadership, at least not now. Terry Larson, the UN Special Coordinator for Gaza and the West Bank, warns that if the peace process does not move forward, more and more Palestinians might be attracted to radical groups like Hamas.
If there is popular discontent based both on lack of political progress and deteriorating living conditions, of course it's much easier for groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad to profit politically on that situation. Definitely that may be the case.
But what worries Arafat and his aides is not so much a resurgence of Hamas, but the prospect that Palestinian frustrations might explode into another Intifada, the popular uprising against Israeli occupation that began in Gaza in the 1980s. No one is sure if this time the uprising would once again be controlled by Arafat or whether it would control him. The center of Gaza City. During the Intifada, it was the site of violent clashes between the Israeli army and young Palestinian men. Now it's a beautifully manicured park where people come to listen to music and smoke nargilas or water pipes. A group of young college students sitting on a bench say they support Yasser Arafat, but you can hear the doubt in their voices.
Yasser Arafat is a hero. He has struggled for a long time. He's a good man. He took us to a better positions. He's trying for us. But you must know that we Palestinians, we're always looking for the better. I support whoever doing better for us.
Those who know Yasser Arafat say he isn't going anywhere. The Palestinian leader is, above all else, a survivor. He survived several assassination attempts, a plane crash, and, points out spokesman Marwan Kanafani, a long list of Israeli leaders.
He survived Ashkol, he survived Moshe Dayan, he survived Golda Meir, he survived Rabin, he survived Perez, and with God will, he will survive Netanyahu.
But in order for that to happen, Yasser Arafat will first have to survive the growing impatience of his own people. This is Eric Weiner reporting.